Child advocacy centers were developed as a way of better coordinating investigations and minimizing trauma for young victims of crime. The centers bring together the parties dealing with the child, such as law enforcement and family court officials, identifying just one person to speak to the youngster while the others view. New York's 36 child advocacy centers can apply for up to $75,000 annually over 2 years to pay the salary and benefits of a forensic interviewer, as well as up to $50,000 to purchase and install video recording equipment used during interviews of young abuse victims. Locally, this would include the Child Advocacy Center of Niagara, a service of Niagara Falls Memorial Medical Center.
We open about 250 to 300 cases a year. About 75% of those cases are for suspected child sexual abuse. Other cases involve children who witness a violent act, cases of physical abuse, some other cases of maltreatment, sometimes children who are exposed to drug behavior.
Niagara Executive Director Anne Marie Tucker was excited to hear about the funding.
Questioning a child about terrible events of abuse, often perpetrated by someone who is close to them and someone that they know and trust, is a very challenging task. So we want to make sure, both for the integrity of the case and also for the support of the child, that the people who conduct those interviews are trained to do them and are following recognized practice standards.
The funding is available through the State Office of Victim Services. Marion Heatherly, WBFL News.